good morning.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day. Every day's a beautiful day when we can feel the presence of our God in His Spirit. Do you feel that this morning? Mm-hmm. I pray you do. And if you don't now, I pray you will before we leave. Depart this place. A few Sundays ago, our pastor here preached on the purpose of Christ. And went into all the detail, a lot of detail about the purpose of Christ. And done a lot of thinking about that since then, even before that. And purpose versus change. Christ, God didn't take a chance. He had a purpose. Amen. He had a plan. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus. I think I could say the saints which are our union church. I think I can substitute that safely and be correct. And to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Let's pray this will be a heavenly place today. Yes. That we all can be here in Christ. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Don't understand that. Don't understand.
Yeah.
Why me? Why me? Why me, Lord? Because I feel so little and so undone in His presence. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his word, his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. There's that word, purpose. That is the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one of all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom we also trusted after that we heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, to whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purpose possessions within the praise of glory. There's probably so much in that somebody who was blessed to speak on it could speak for hours, maybe even days. Because it ties in the whole purpose of Christ. And again, I say, he purposed all this. Amen. He didn't leave it to chance. If you'll pray with me, we'll bow down and try to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to come to thy house. And trust, Lord, that you will meet with us as we meet here. As we do believe that your promise is, where two or more met together in thy name, there you will be also. We pray that you would come and be in the heart of each one that is here today, that we might rejoice in knowing more about our Savior and our Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the life, the one who has now gone on. And we pray, Lord, that we will always keep the memories of her and how sweet she was and how she displayed her love unto each of us here at Union Church. And I'm sure to her family. And the family can tell us much better about her love probably than we. But we thank you for our Lord. We pray that she will live on in our lives, in that she's gone for a little while, but we hope to meet her soon. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray this morning that you would bless this country that we reside in. Lord, we pray that you bless the leaders. May they make good choices in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray now that you would come and go with us through this service and through future and coming life. And when it comes that hour to lie down in death, we pray, Lord, take us unto thee in the safety of thy kingdom to live there forever and evermore. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.